joining us right now. Our first guest of the day, man. You're going to, like, start things off today, so that's a good thing. Cal Picker's with us. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is a pretty cool event. You never experienced it here in Philadelphia, and the fans in this town, as you know, are pretty rabid, right? What was your kind of impression of Philadelphia fans before you got here, and how's it changed since you've been here?
Yeah, I knew they were very passionate for sure, and you know, I've only seen some really good passionate fans. I think I've been here for probably maybe eight home games, and you know, it didn't get started off too well with our home opener, but you know, we've put together some good efforts at home. You know, some wild games, you know, such as yesterday, and you know, the fans have been awesome. You know, it's full every night, and they're really into it, and you know, we love that.
You're a smart guy. You know the lineage of the issue of when it comes to the goaltender position in this town. You're not oblivious to that fact, but you play in this town. And it's tough. It's one of the tougher. I consider goaltending to be the most important position in sports. I'm sure you agree, considering you're a goalie. Even more important than the quarterback, because the quarterback leaves the field to play. But that's a whole other thing for me. But that pressure playing in this town, being the goaltender, and having to be that guy, the backstop. How do you deal with that pressure on a game-in and game-out and day-in and day-out basis?
Yeah, I think there's pressure anywhere. I think there's only as much pressure as you put on yourself. And, you know, obviously everybody talks about, you know, this market and being a goalie, and it's a tough market to be a goalie. But, you know, it's only the amount of pressure you put on yourself. And you just try and go out there and do your thing. You know, you got to this level for a reason, and you know, you belong. So you just try and do your job every night and make the fans like you.
Well, yeah, stopping pucks, that's the easy way to do it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And to add some personality to it as well, you played in Toronto. That's a pretty rabid market as well. But you're here in Philadelphia now. You guys, yesterday, wild game, and you look at those games and you say, well, you just got to try and win hockey games. Sometimes, you know, they're like that. They're 6-5 games, and sometimes they're 2-1 games. As a goaltender, I know you prefer the 2-1 game. But you didn't see a lot of pucks yesterday. Are you a guy that likes to feel the puck a lot? Do you prefer a decent volume, although not high danger chances?
Well, I find, you know, any team I've played on, I didn't play much for the Leafs. You know, most of my NHL career was spent with the Avalanche, and you know, I felt a lot of pucks playing there. You know, I probably averaged at least 30 a night playing there, but you got to learn how to play both types of games, and you know, yesterday was one of those games that there wasn't much from the outside. You know, there wasn't many shots in general, but you know, when they got their chances, they're pretty good chances. So you kind of have to, you know, be ready to make saves, but those games happen for sure. And you know, being down 5-1, and I think it was you know, the first time a team's ever came back in the last 10 minutes, score 4. It was an unbelievable effort from us, and then you get 3-on-3. You know, anything can happen, but you know, it was a shame we couldn't finish it off, but. You know, it was a great game for the fans. Come back at a point. You know, I thought we played good enough to get two, but you know, it was a tough finish for sure.
Real quick, the 3-on-3. I kind of fancy myself as a purist with this game. I hate the 3-on-3. You as a goaltender, it's a possession game. If you lose possession, it could end up in the back of your net. You get tired legs. There's a lot of square footage out there for the players to navigate in those situations. Do you like the 3-on-3? Do you like the excitement of it? Or
I like the excitement. I think the fans love it. You know, it results in more goals, so it's a little bit tougher on the goalie's numbers, I guess. You know, you want to take the shootout out as much as possible. You know, it turns into a skills comp, and there was a lot of shootouts there when it was 4-on-4. I think it was probably 15, 20 a year per team. So that's a lot of points left up to the shootout. So I think the 3-on-3 is good. It's back and forth. You know, it's exciting, and you know, anything to take the shootout out of it.
Well, the one thing, too, I think it was your first game that you got in here at home was against Florida, and you got into that game, and you're a couple minutes into the game. I talked to you real quick after the game, and, well, you got to deal with Barkov on a breakaway right away, and then you get into a shootout, and you actually won the shootout, and the shootout woes here are very well documented. Since it's been instituted, the Flyers have the worst shootout record in the NHL. But then you got to deal with Barkov on a breakaway when you get in the game, coming in cold, mind you, and then you also got to deal with Barkov in the shootout. What's it like facing a guy like him? In my opinion, he's the best in the league.
Yeah, I'd say he's probably
sick,
up there,
right?
probably at least top five for sure, and he's had a lot of success doing a lot of different things, so he's tough to read, but I came in cold, and then I think my first shot was him on a breakaway, so it's not an easy position to be in, and then, you know, after that, it was 5-5, I think it was 10 minutes left, and we kind of took over, and then The next real work I had was the shootout, and it's nice when your guys score two out of three. You just kind of have to make two saves, and that's what happened.
Well, let me ask you this, because I go down these YouTube rabbit holes. I don't know if you do as well, looking at guys in the league that you may face, especially when you go to a new city. You look at guys in your division, and you guys get filmed to look at. Do you go down those YouTube rabbit holes and go, oh, my God, look what this guy does. I hope I don't have to face him in a shootout.
No, there's definitely a lot of pre-scout. Going into the game yesterday, you kind of, look what Kucherov and Stamkos and Point, those guys do, because you got to be aware of what...
And all three are...
And all, yeah, they have, a lot of good players on Tampa, and you got to be ready for each and every game and the top players on those teams. So definitely aware of what they've done in the past, what they've done on shootouts, and what they've done on power plays and things like that. So you definitely have to be aware.
Well, Cal Pickard's joining us here from the Flyers Wives Carnival on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let me ask you this question, because I'm going to ask each player that plays, is not a goalie, this question on a different angle, but as a goalie, who's the guy that you have the hardest time kind of figuring out their shot? Maybe they pull it into their body, like an Austin Matthews when you played in Toronto, is one of those guys that can gun it from anywhere. Who's the guy that you have the hardest time picking up his release?
I think you answered my question right there. Austin Matthews, I had the chance to I played against him a couple times with the Avalanche, but just in training camp and in practice and stuff, this guy's unbelievable in terms of a release and
changing his angle,
yeah. Bringing it in, bringing it out, and he rips it. And it's a quick release, and it's always accurate. And there's a reason why he can score so many goals.
Is it heavy too?
It's heavy. It's everything.
Even a snapshot,
it's quick. He changes his angle, and it's heavy, and it's accurate. All in the same shot for sure.
Hence, generational player.
He is. Yeah.
Explain to people real quick what that term means. Heavy. It's hard to make people that have never played the position or felt a heavy shot. There's guys that can shoot the puck hard, fast. But there's also guys that can shoot it and it's heavy. Explain to people what that means, what that feels like when you get hit with a heavy shot.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not fun.
Yeah, it's not fun, no. The gear's going down, but, I've been lucky with the gear this year so far. I haven't had any stingers, knock on wood, but, it's a hard shot when it's coming in,
it's heavy. It feels like it's going to knock your legs out, right?
Yeah, for sure. No, Matthews, for example, he comes in, changes the angle, and he shoots it quick. He's got a quick release. A lot of guys have quick releases. It's the NHL. It's the best league in the world, but it's an impressive feat to be able to release it quick and have it really, really heavy. If it hits you, it's a great.
How about Bufflin?
Bufflin, yeah, he's.
That's 260 pounds on that one, but
I wouldn't say the release is quite like Matthews, but his is very heavy as well. Shea Weber, those guys have heavy, heavy shots, but what Matthews has over all those other guys is the angle changes and their release point.
Last question for Cal Picker here from the 42nd annual Flyers Wives Carnival. What possessed you to decide to play goalie when you were coming up and falling in love with this sport?
Yeah, I was probably 7 or 8 years old, kind of just rotating in with other guys, and I had some success with it. And when I was 9, I think maybe 10 years old, my dad just picked me up from school one day and was saying, you got to pick either player or goalie. And my brother was a goalie, 3 years older than I was, and I said goalie, and had some success with it early on, and never looked back.
Well, you and your brother, your dad must have been working at like 2-3 jobs to keep you guys outfitted in gear. It's insane, right?
Yeah, I know. It was. It's definitely expensive, but we're still playing to this day. He's playing over in Germany right now, professional hockey, and my parents are a big reason for it.
Yeah, big stress lines for parents dealing with
the
kid of a, having your kid be a goalie with so much pressure on you. Yeah, when I got turned on to it, because I played my entire life as well at that position, and it was the mask. I was like, the mask is just cool. It's the coolest uniform and equipment position in sports.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You put so much personality. You got gritty on your mask.
Yeah, no, it was... I've never been very particular with what goes on my mask, but it's always a cool character trait for all goalies. And when I got here, I had the Toronto mask, so I had to switch up the colors pretty quick. And local painter by the name of Franny.
Franny Drummond. Good guy. Great guy.
And he took the mask and put gritty on it. And it looks great. Still using it to this day. And he did it so quick and did such a good job on it. I owe him a lot for sure.
Yeah, he's tremendous. Franny Drummond does great work and also does the mask now for Brian Elliott. Has done Steve Mason over the years as well. Well, Cal, welcome to Philadelphia. This is your first day kind of dealing with the carnival and these fans. You're going to enjoy it. And best of luck come Wednesday night in Buffalo and keep it going, go moving forward. And hopefully you guys can get a little bit more consistent, but that's part of being in the NHL.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
Cal Picker joining us here from the Flyers Wives Carnival.